This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the what I heard a podcast refer to as bit hurt. It's like being butt hurt, but it's Bitcoin related, where you're a little bit hurt because you think you should be a millionaire, but you made bad decisions. And, well, there's an article from news.bitcoin.com that says, hey, stop kicking yourself. Yeah, there's some bad stories out there, but this is meant to be an uplifting piece, not a morbid one. Thankfully, most people who miss the boat suffer nothing worse than a bad case of hindsight. If that's you, stop beating yourself up. There are three reasons to be cheerful, but before we consider them, let's consider the psychology of luck. And we'll get into this. And, of course, your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you're shopping for groceries, and you pick the line that looks the fastest. To your chagrin, the one next to you turns out to be quicker, leaving you waiting in line behind the old lady clutching 9,000 coupons. Sound familiar? There's a simple reason why. Statistically, you're more likely to pick the slowest line. With a line on either side, the odds of calling it correct are just 1 in 3. What's this have to do with cryptocurrencies? Well, if you bought Bitcoin in 2013, for example, the odds of having hodled, and I hate that word. I absolutely hate that word. Chris, real quick, can you explain what a hodler is?
This goes back several years to Bitcoin Talk forums. One guy who was frustrated that he wasn't buying.
And drunk.
On whiskey.
He makes it clear at like 9 o'clock in the morning he was drinking whiskey.
Yeah, he was a bit under the...
And tried typing the headline several times.
And instead of saying hold, he kept typing hodl, H-O-D-L. So he goes on with his long story about how his girlfriend was out at a lesbian bar and why can't I trade better and... You guys are the true pros, and I know I tried to correct this headline 5 times and on and on and on, but it just became sort of an instant joke in the Bitcoin community. So now when we talk about holding your Bitcoins, everybody says hodl.
Yeah, and if there were crypto Olympics, there would be the 100-meter hodls. So it says, again, if you bought in 2013... The odds of having hodled till now are much lower than 1 in 3. In fact, they're more like 1 in 20. When you see Bitcoin whales screenshotting their fat portfolios, it's easy to assume that this is the norm, that everyone else is getting served fast in the store. But you, the reality is that most people are in the same boat as you, one which is several links behind the boat they'd rather be in. Now, there are some reasons to be cheerful. They say knowing that most Bitcoiners have screwed up just as bad as you will provide scant consolation. The following points should provide succor, however, and double your resolve to make amends. We're privileged to live in a time where it's possible to acquire wealth through little more than pushing a few buttons and waiting. There's no need to climb chimneys, descend into coal mines, or go to war. You might not make it to Lambo Land, but it's a more sensible buy and hold strategy. There's every reason to be confident of a turn of profit. You know how all those early adopters from 2013 and prior got rich? They bought Bitcoin and then held on tight through times of low income and 80% crashes and lean years where nothing happened. They earned their success. So have some patience, and you might earn yours. Reason number two. Unless you want to discuss reason number one.
Yeah, no, go ahead. That one's pretty clear.
If Bitcoin continues on the trajectory that many have predicted, missing out on the first $10,000 to $15,000 will be like grumbling because you bought Bitcoin when it was a dollar instead of a penny. Sure, there's no certainties in this game, but presumably you knew that and accepted the risk before you signed up.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting point, and I've seen memes already like poking fun at this, you know. Talked to my grandkids about Bitcoin, got in when it was only $10,000, you know. It was a joke, you know.
Right, right.
How could you make any money at $10,000? Well, today it crossed $18,000, which means
right.
Nearly doubling your money within maybe a week,
right.
A little bit over. So I personally have a much longer view of Bitcoin. This isn't something anymore that I'm looking at as something that could hit possibly $10,000, which a year ago was almost unimaginable in the near future.
Right.
I think it's realistic to see this since it's passed somewhere around 70% of the net worth of the S&P 500. It's somewhere in the 13 or 14 range. If Bitcoin is a currency, we're in the S&P. It's bigger than, it's almost bigger than Walmart, but I did see it went past Home Depot. And some other companies like that.
I was looking at some of the stuff earlier today, and Bitcoin's market cap is larger than Google and Amazon, I believe.
Wow, then it's moved further than I had known. That's the whole thing with this market. It's
the market cap, and this was when I was looking earlier today, and
right.
Price has gone up since then.
Right.
The market cap for Bitcoin was about $260 billion. Google is worth like $100 billion.
Which, to be fair, and also in that, it also means that the market cap of Bitcoin is larger than Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
So throw some names out there that have not been real friendly towards Bitcoin. So I think it's short-sighted. One, this was a Barron's article. One analyst expects that it will exceed. His target is the total market cap, if you will, of all currencies of all countries. And based on money in circulation, that would mean Bitcoin would be valued at somewhere around $361,000. A Bitcoin based on a couple days ago, you know, so that's
right.
Already all these numbers we throw out as soon as we say them, they're irrelevant.
Right. Just like when I read the number here from the UK Independent of the most valuable companies, Google valued at $109 billion as of whenever they made this list, and that's the valuation sometime 2017. Most profitable, or not most profitable, but the most valuable, highest value brand, Apple number two at $107 billion, Amazon number three at $106.3 billion. And again, the market cap for just Bitcoin, not all cryptocurrency, but just Bitcoin earlier today was $263 billion. Let's get into the third reason to be cheerful that, you know, yeah, you may have made some bad decisions, but keep your chin up because there are other crypto assets which can do a Bitcoin every single week and go stratospheric. Even if the Bitcoin boat is out of reach, there are plenty of other ships departing on a regular basis. Succeeding with such an enterprise calls for doing your own research, being patient, and, as crazy as this might sound, actually putting in some work. Your judgment may be vindicated or you may get it horribly wrong, but provided you're not betting the house and the car on black, so to speak, there will be other chances to get in on the ground floor. Finally, if you're in Bitcoin solely to get rich, you're doing it wrong. Ask not what cryptocurrency can do for you. Ask what you can do for cryptocurrency.
Nice way to finish that up. To that last point, as I look at my blockfolio, my portfolio of things, Bitcoin is right around 50%, but I also have, you know, 10% in Dash, 10% in Bitcoin Cash, 10% in Ethereum, and a bunch of others. So I sort of make my own mutual fund.
What's your biggest Bitcoin regret, or what does your crypto folio look like? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. talking about cryptocurrencies. What's your biggest crypto regret? Did you sell all of your Bitcoin when it hit $10 that first time after, or actually the second time when it went up to like 30 and then came back down to 10? Did you get spooked and sell all of it then? Because you had made, you know, like $100 because you bought it when it was a dollar. Maybe you wound up, you know, making a purchase that you regretted. I do know some people that they regret some of their purchases.
Oh, yeah.
I personally do not regret any of the purchases.
It was worth that amount at that point in time.
Right.
Right.
But again, the thing where I just wound up selling to sell because I didn't trust the Bitcoin thing, those are the ones that I regret.
Yeah.
But, yeah, call in about that or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got your private keys stored in a safe and you want to be able to keep an eye on that when you're not at home. Well, consider getting yourself a Blink home security system. You can get this thing delivered right to your door. You download an app on your smartphone, and it walks you through an easy setup. Even with a complicated router system, you should be able to get this set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And you can get notifications whenever something moves in front of that wireless camera, or you can just check it whenever you want to right there from your smartphone. And we've got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one. That's right. Three for the price of one. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. All one word. One more time. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones where we've got my other brother, Daryl, calling in from Austin, Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris.
Yeah, well, the thing is I bought some Bitcoin, I think about $20 worth of it, back in like 2012, 2013.
And all right, so you bought like a Bitcoin.
Actually, I think how much I got, well, yeah, I think it was less than a Bitcoin. It had gone up to like 200, and I got like...
Okay. That would have been like the tail end of 2013 when it went up that first time.
That's okay. You have some Bitcoin.
Yep.
Yeah, I had some Bitcoin, and then when it went up to like above 1,000 and dropped down to like 800 the first time, I think I went and got a Blu-ray ROM for my drive, which I don't regret getting. And then this time, I still had some left. Forgot about it. When I found it was going up this high, I knew where my wallet was, got it back up and running. And I actually just bought a laptop and some other thing I need because I'm actually a computer professional. Mm-hmm. So my old laptop died and I needed one. So I still have like 0.01 in my wallet and a little bit left in purse in case I need something else to buy. That purse
nice.
I have. So, I mean, to me, that $20 has been a great investment for getting stuff I need.
Right.
And I don't regret spending the money because I do need these things.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. If we're going to beat ourselves up because we spent Bitcoin, you know, we lost that, then we should be rejoicing every time we spend U.S. dollars. We should be just, you know, yes, I was able to dump that stuff because the U.S. dollar is crashing. All this money that's flowing into Bitcoin is flowing from state-owned fiat currencies, number one. And number two, the dollar itself, there was a recent story on Zero Hedge talking about how the dollar's down something like 9%. It's the worst performance of the dollar versus other currencies since 2003, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. So your dollars are becoming worth less every single day, so rejoice when you spend U.S. dollars.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm getting ready to start putting some money into some Dash and maybe Ethereum because here in Austin we have some Bitcoin ATM machine, and then one ATM machine actually does Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Nice.
Now, if I was to drive like 4 or 5 hours towards Dallas, there's a place there's a machine that actually does Dash. But
nice.
I am looking at getting into Dash and Ethereum and kind of spreading out my cryptocurrency because I do see that as the future. So, you know, I've told people about it, and I've told a few people about it, and they have no idea what it is. Other people about it were like, yeah, I wish I would have gotten in early. But, heck, I'm glad I got what I did get, and I was able to get what I got with it.
Right, right, right. I got to tell you a brief story, and that's we have a Bitcoin vending machine in our shop. Daryl's probably used it at some point.
Yes, more than once.
Right.
It's been a while,
yeah.
But I have used it.
And we did an upgrade so that it now sells Dash 2. Today we not only had, and we're running a little promotion where we'll sell you a very inexpensive paper wallet. And a paper wallet is a very secure way to buy Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. You load the keys onto a piece of paper, you seal the paper up, you put it in your safe or safety deposit box, and there's no internet connection, so it becomes virtually impossible to hack. So paper wallets are very popular, but we wanted to make it easy for people to buy Bitcoin or Dash. So we've been running this little promotion, you know, $2.99 for a paper wallet, and we'll help you load it up, and it sort of helps people get it for the first time. We had a family come in, I guess it was Saturday. The dad bought a paper wallet, and he loaded it up with some, and his son was there, and he's like, well, my son wants to do this, too. He has some money he saved. So the son bought some crypto. I think he got Bitcoin, too.
Excellent.
The same family came back in today with their daughter. The daughter has been saving up her money, and she wanted to buy Dash, so we did a Dash paper wallet for her, and she put some of her
money
away.
Now, what are the rough estimate of the ages of the kids?
Oh,
are we talking about, you know, like
10
high school, college age?
No, no, no. The girl today was maybe 10. Her brother that was in the other day was maybe 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah,
but they were just so psyched. And
that sounds very similar to something that we saw inside the Free State Bitcoin shop, where there was a 12-year-old boy that was showing his mom how to use the Bitcoin vending machine.
Later on today, we had a kid who was about 20 years old. He had brought his mom. I think she might have driven. Why? Because they had driven from Albany, New York. And how many miles?
That's about a three-hour drive.
About a three-hour drive, but the state of New York with their bit license regulations is such a horrible place that it's virtually impossible to easily buy cryptocurrency in the state. But
right.
They had driven like 3 hours to come to our shop, and his mom put in $500 worth, and I'm not sure exactly what he put in, but it was a considerable amount of money, and they were just so happy to have a place to come and be able to do that. Plus they bought some syrup. So,
you know, so not only is that 3 hours, that's also completely across another entire state. So they drove from New York through Vermont.
Right.
Into New Hampshire.
Yeah. But we see this over and over, and it's just really exciting to see the look on people's faces when they're like, I've finally taken the step that I should have taken a long time ago.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Yep. Daryl, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's your best Bitcoin experience? This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Mark. We're joined by Mark.
Yeah. Hey, what a nice surprise.
Who just happened to have shown up. You know, we were talking about Bitcoin and crypto regrets earlier, and Mark, you're involved with, I think, at least two of mine, where almost 6 years ago, exactly, I sold 5.94 something something Bitcoin for $16.10.
Yep.
To you.
Yep, absolutely. I was willing to buy at that point. I did warn you that you probably shouldn't sell this.
Yeah, and I didn't listen because yeah. I make bad life decisions. But as I said, I don't regret any of the purchases that I ever made with crypto.
Right.
But just the selling for the sake of selling, that's what I regret.
Well, not to outdo anyone's regrets here, I don't have a lot of regrets when it comes to crypto, but I can tell you that the time that my wife accidentally sent 63 Bitcoin to a dead address that we didn't have the private keys for,
ooh,
that stung.
So that's part of that 20 to 40% of Bitcoins that researchers feel are just gone. They will never be retrievable, and it's sad.
Just the way it is.
But
it drives up the value of the rest of them.
I want to play taps every time I hear that.
But there is some good news, and that's in regards to hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so hope.freetalklive.com is a project to build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. We were a little I was a little off in my figuring, and there was a language barrier and all that stuff, so we needed to get another $9,200 to sort of complete the project.
Because they added a second floor and then didn't calculate something.
Right. It doesn't surprise me. So, and I don't feel bad about it. I didn't feel that there's shenanigans going on, but I would understand if anybody did. And, we got, basically, we talked about it last night on the air, and we're filled up. There was a quadruple matching, so the Shire Free Church is double matching. Then Roger Veer, who wanted to make sure that this was sent over in Bitcoin Cash, and we had quite a few donations in Bitcoin Cash, by the way.
Excellent. Nice. And then Virgil Baduba from Cell 411, he did some matching, and then Mike said that he would match, like, the final $100.
He did. That final $100 came and went pretty quick. That all just came in one donation. But
excellent.
Yeah, so it was done, finished. Hopefully, anything that comes in will go to the orphans. I'd like to make that clear. If for whatever reason you're listening to this a little bit later and you're like, I donated after he said that they were done. Look, they still need things like food and pencils and
toilet paper,
workbooks. These people have to pay for their school. There's no free school in Uganda.
Right.
So, the money will go to good causes. I have just signed up for an orphanage, and then I will give the money beyond that, and that will go to a good cause.
Yeah. But the funding of the construction of the orphanage, that's raised.
That is, yes.
Excellent.
That's great.
And it's done whether it's done or not.
Right. Yes.
And for those of you who aren't into cryptocurrencies and things like that, you've had a Patreon page for this. Is that correct?
No, it's a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, that's right.
So if you go to hope.freetalklive.com, there's the opportunity to donate through the GoFundMe, through my PayPal, through Get Bitcoin Cash, through Bitcoin, through Dash, through Ether, or Money Order, and there's probably some other options
and
there, too.
And if you use ShapeShift, you can convert things not listed into one of the things that were listed.
Yep.
hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been promoting the thing about Bitcoin and Dash over here in Vermont, and a lot of the people that I've been talking to about this, like some of the merchants, and I've brought it up in the credit union, and it still hasn't really quite hit very much over here, but I keep pushing for it. But that's not the reason why I call.
In Fellows Balls? I mean, Bellows Falls?
Pardon me?
I just wanted to know if that was right there in Vermont.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know a lot of the merchants, around here. And, some of the places I go to, I talk about Bitcoin. Some people, they've never heard of it. They've never heard of, cryptocurrency. I find myself having to explain, what it is all the time. Or if people have heard of it, they don't understand it. It's too complicated for them, they'd rather have the greenback.
Sure.
Yeah, because, if you're running a restaurant, for the most part, there might be some exceptions, but for the most part, the vendor where you get your meat, they want paid in U.S. dollar. They might take, a Visa, they might take check, but, that's U.S. dollar. That's a form of U.S. dollar payment.
Right.
The places where you get, the cups and the sodas, they want paid, and I can understand a merchant wanting money that they will be able to give to their suppliers.
Well, as a merchant, I can address this a little bit, and it takes a while to wrap your head around. When I first started out, we used a system called BitPay. BitPay was really cool from that, greenback dollar point of view, because everything I accepted in cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin at the time, would get automatically converted into U.S. dollars and deposited into my bank account. So that makes it really frictionless. And it was 1%, which is cheaper than going through a credit card.
Right.
So it's appealing to me. As time has gone on, that has sort of lost its luster because I realized that I could manage my own cryptocurrencies. I can buy, I can accept cryptocurrencies for purchase. And then I can go out and I can trade and sell them either for U.S. dollars or I can just hold on to them, or I can buy a different cryptocurrency.
Hold them for a couple of months, and then for that short period of time, you've got an increase in value.
Well, basically, our strategy right now is, unless there's a really good reason not to, we hold on to everything until the end of the month and then liquidate should we need to. You know, so that typically gives us some growth. Go ahead, Robert.
I do have a question I want to ask. I don't know, maybe Mark noticed, but there's a cryptocurrency that's on CoinCap now that's almost at $30,000. Is that a glitch or is that true?
So there's some kind of the Russian hacker coin or something like that that's out there. What I would be more concerned with is not the value of an individual coin, because if you'll recall, Robert, a Bitcoin is not really a coin. It's a collection of 10,000, sort of immutable pieces of software. Excuse me, 10 million. I said 10,000. Excuse me, 10 million. So they could just – this is just the placement of a decimal as to the value. And what I would be more concerned with is the market cap of any given coin.
So I'm on CoinCap right now. That's coincap.io. And I just sorted by price, and there's something called Bit20 that apparently there is one. It's valued at $447,475. The market cap is $447,475 because there is one. The volume traded in the last 24 hours is $5,700. The Russian miner coin, that's the one valued at roughly $30,000. The market cap is $44 million. The 24-hour volume, 139,000, whereas Bitcoin, the market cap is right around 260 billion. The 24-hour volume is 18 billion.
And your total value of all cryptos right now stands at right around $400 billion. And
that's a pretty big deal. That's a bigger than a lot of banks.
Right. And if we look at the fact that it took from, 2010 to 2017 in June to reach $100 billion, and then in the 1st of November, it hit $200 billion. The end of November, $300 billion. Now we're in the first week of December, $400 billion.
Robert,
amazing.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on cryptocurrencies?
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about cryptocurrency or whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Mark.
And Chris.
We're going to Anarchapulco, which is a big event, a really fun event down in Acapulco, as you might have guessed. February the 15th through the 18th. Speakers, there's just too many to name. Adam Kokesh will be there. Carrie Wedler, Yadlika, Sterling Lujan, Dana Martin, Jeff Berwick, of course, Bruce Fenton, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker. Roger Veer. There'll be live music from the event, and it's happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. The last one was really awesome. They've moved it every year just to give you a sort of a different feel. There's a health and wellness retreat, the Cryptopulco event, which is part of your main ticket, the Change Media University and the Amazonian Ceremony. You can do all kinds of stuff that there, and you get a 10% discount if you use coupon code FTL. Get your ticket now, anarchapulco.com. Please, come out and see us. Come out and hang with cool kids. Anarchapulco.com, coupon code FTL for 10% off your ticket.
And since we're talking about Bitcoin and crypto and regrets, Chris, there was a sort of Twitter war of sorts that you were witnessing over the last few days.
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it a war. It started off with, you know, just some things being said, and there are a lot of people out there, and I'm not going to, this isn't going to be a bash anybody or anything like that type of story, but it involves Andreas Antonopoulos, and for those of you who have been in Bitcoin or have researched Bitcoin, you've likely seen one of his videos. If you've attended any major events on Bitcoin, there's a good chance that he was a speaker there.
Guy's an eloquent speaker and would be a good speaker for anything.
Yeah, he really is. And for me, he's always been one of those guys that can talk very much about the philosophy of Bitcoin and why it's a good thing, and compared to our existing systems, he's very good for the beginner. And he is also that guy that people will call when they have a technical issue with a wallet or an exchange.
I think he's an engineer, yeah.
He is. He has that level of depth and knowledge, and one of his books is Mastering Bitcoin, which is one of those things that every Bitcoin engineer probably has on his bookshelf.
Yeah, and he also wrote The Internet of Money, Volume 1. I don't know if there is a Volume 2, but he wrote Volume 1.
But I highly recommend that book for the beginner. It's just a collection of his talks. And it really will give you a good understanding of Bitcoin and why it's important.
The person that can be truly an expert with an incredible depth of knowledge that can explain it well to the beginner,
yes,
and still engage the veteran, that person is a rare jewel, and they are very hard to find, and some niches simply don't have them.
Yep.
Andreas Antonopoulos is probably responsible simply by his eloquence with a great deal of the adoption of Bitcoin.
Yeah. And the audiobook narrated by former Free Talk Live co-host Stephanie Murphy.
Just listen to it. It's really good. She does a great job with it, too. I highly recommend it.
She's great at voiceover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a little bit about Andreas. And to give a little bit of a backstory, Andreas had made a post on social media where someone had said, you know, it must be easy for you and all the other Bitcoin millionaires. And he kind of responded saying, well, no, I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire. And in response to this whole thing, he published something on his Patreon page, and I'd like to read it. And please stop me if you guys have any comments or want to bring anything up.
Yep, certainly.
Yesterday, I woke to a flurry of activity on Twitter. A prominent member of the Bitcoin community had decided to message to me that many perceived as critical. The tweet pointed out that if I had managed my money better, I would be wealthy and wouldn't need the support of patrons. It was in response to a message I posted on Twitter a week earlier to once again dispel the impression that I'm a Bitcoin millionaire. It's hard for many to accept that someone who has been involved since 2012 has not amassed a great fortune in Bitcoin.
It's hard for me to accept.
I understand.
And I can tell you, as a person who thinks sort of in a business manner,
right,
I feel like, you know, just the reading of the tweet that said that, Andreas Antonopoulos apparently didn't keep one Bitcoin or something.
Yeah.
I guess the claim was as if he hadn't kept $300 worth of Bitcoin,
right,
from 2013 or 2012.
Sure.
That he would be a Bitcoin millionaire now. And the idea that he didn't keep that amount of Bitcoin felt a little bit like a betrayal to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
I get
really
what you're saying.
You're running around the country, running around the world talking about this stuff, and you're not holding?
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, you know, throughout the exchange, I feel like I've felt a cleansing surrounding it.
Right.
I don't feel the same way I did.
You know, this was a topic of discussion at the Free State Bitcoin conference of, do you hold or do you spend? Is Bitcoin an investment or a currency? And there are people that, you know, they're adamant that it is one or the other, and, well, it can be both.
It can.
Yeah, sure, it's both.
Yep.
But there are some people that were absolutely adamant. The panel that I was on, the people sitting on either side of me were absolutely adamant. It is an investment. It is not a currency. Do not ever spend it.
Right. And while that may be good investment advice, it is.
It has been up to this point.
Never spend your money on food, because money is an investment. You should never spend your money.
Right. I'm going to read a little bit more here. At the end of 2012, when I heard about Bitcoin, I had been working as a freelance consultant for about a year after burning out of my previous work as a partner in a research firm. I had a modest retirement fund, a small amount of credit card debt, and enough income to make ends meet. I was really in limbo, looking for the next opportunity. Bitcoin arrived into my awareness. Bitcoin arrived into my awareness and slapped me in the face. You've all heard my story of tumbling down the rabbit hole, absolutely consumed by awe. What is not quite obvious is that my obsession also drove me to abandon my consulting work and put all my attention into Bitcoin. I worked as hard as I have ever worked, focused full-time on this technology. During this time, I was unable to find any way of making a living through Bitcoin. I traveled to speak at conferences, which I which didn't even cover expenses. I consulted with startups, which couldn't pay me. I wrote articles, etc., to support my habit. I dipped into my savings. I cut back on my expenses as much as I could and started ravaging my savings. By 2013, I was forced to start liquidating my retirement funds. In my early 40s, I was undoing a lifetime of savings in a way most people would consider irresponsible. While doing so, I incurred penalty taxes for early withdrawal. Then I went into credit card debt. By the end of 2013, I was worse than broke, going into debt at an alarming rate. Finally, in 2014, I started to make a bit of income. I was so deeply in debt that I continued to live paycheck to paycheck, struggling to chip away at my debt. It was going
to
be
hard for me to remember when Bitcoin sort of peaked out at that 1,200 mark and then tumbled down.
Yeah,
because that was the 40 years in the desert.
I think that was late 2013.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel you, Andreas.
Yeah.
You know what it was like here at Free Talk Live, having been so deep into Bitcoin, and you can believe that there were people out there saying Free Talk Live has led the world astray by advocating the purchase of Bitcoin and those sorts of things. And, of course, we advocated for the purchase of them when they were very, very low, but we never advocated selling. We didn't advocate even the notion of selling until 2017.
Right.
I feel what it was like, yeah.
Yeah, and he goes on to say he has become debt free at the end of 2016. I won't complain about the lost opportunity. I'm extremely fortunate to be able to live debt free, doing my dream job in a field I absolutely love. Yesterday, while reading the tweet that criticized me for my poor choices, I felt sick to my stomach. It forced me to confront and relive every choice I had made and all the missed opportunities. You see, the critical tweet contained a big grain of truth. I could have become wealthy. If only I hadn't sold. If only I hadn't given away hundreds of bitcoins to complete strangers. If only I had reduced my expenses more. If only I had made smarter choices. If only. Working in Bitcoin is an endless struggle against cynicism, negativity, and regret. Throughout the last 5 years, I've always tried to maintain an optimistic and positive outlook, to focus on the long term, and to think about the potential to lift billions out of poverty. But every now and then
I love that notion, but Bitcoin doesn't deliver on that anymore.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But every now and then I get dragged back into the negative. Yesterday was one of those days, and I felt crushed. So is Bitcoin not capable of delivering on that promise? By today's standards, I kind of agree with you based on high fees and things like
that. Maybe in the future. But if your business plan is, well, until we get our technology fixed, please go ahead and use our competition or maybe credit cards or PayPal or something. You've got a crappy business plan.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Is Bitcoin capable of leading people out of poverty? This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.